ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय न्यूनं शोचसि मा एकपादं आत्मानं वा वृषला भोक्ष्यमानं आहो सुराजिं वृता यज्ञ भागा प्रजा उता मगवती अवर्षति पादान्यूनं शोचसि मैकपादम् आत्मानं वा विशलाय भोक्ष्यमानम् आहो सुराजीं हृतयज्ञभागान् प्रजा उतस्मिन् मघवत्य वर्षति
Translation. I have lost my three legs and am now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety because henceforward the unlawful meat-eaters will exploit you? Or are you in a sorry plight because the demigods are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings because no sacrifices are being performed at present? Or are you grieving for living beings because of their sufferings due to famine and drought?
Read the part back. Long part.
With the progress of the age of Kali, four things particularly, namely the duration of life, mercy, the power of recollection, and moral or religious principles, will gradually diminish. Since Dharma, or the principles of religion, would be lost in the proportion of three out of four, the symbolic bull was standing on one leg only. When three-fourths of the population of the whole world become irreligious, the situation is converted into hell for the animals. In the age of Kali, godless civilizations will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defied. And thus faithless societies of man will make the world uninhabitable for the saner section of people. There are gradations of human beings in terms of proportionate faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first class faithful men are the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas, then the Kshatriyas, then the Vaishyas, then the Shudras, then the Mleshas, the Yavanas, and at last the Chandalas. The degradation of the human instinct begins from the Mleshas.
Chandalas means the dog eaters. The human society, the division of higher class and lower class is determined by the standard of eating. So, third class man, just like Brahman Vaishnava, they eat very purified prasadam. Their responsibility is practically does not depend on them. Because Vaishnava, Brahmana also. Without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can become Vaishnava. So when you speak of Vaishnava, it is to be supposed that he is already Brahmana. Therefore, to make the neophyte devotees to the professional stage, we offer the Brahmana separate prayer at each people after promising everything and break their promise. That is very important. When they are initiated, before the deity, before the law, before the path, they should not break it. That is most sinful if you break your promise. Otherwise, you should not be coming forward for initiation if you cannot keep your promise. The first class, second class, third class, fourth class men are considered according to the guna and karma, quality and what. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Chasutparnamaya system, guna karma vibhava. That is a system. Not by force one can become first class. According to the Shastra, who is first class, who is second class, who is third class, who is fourth class, who is fifth class, that is the understood. Guna karma vibhava. So, when one becomes above the gunas by devotional service, guna means quality. The devotee is on the position of first class human society because a devotee is engaged in devotional service. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mārya bhāvicārini bhakti yogena dāsevate sagunān samatitta etān brahma bhūyāyapalvati. Anyone who is engaged 100% without any motive in the devotional service of the law, mantra of bhavicharini bhakti-yoga, bhavicharini, without any adult attention. Such person, mantra of bhavicharini bhakti-yoga, no dasi. So guna, guna means these material qualities, goodness, bad and ignorance. These are gunas. So guna samapitta, sammakpatitta. Fully transcendent, fully surpassed, Brahma Vyāda. Then that is the stage of self-realization. If one is not even in on the stage of self-realization, how he can teach others? That is cheating. That is cheating. If one is not a graduate, if he becomes a teacher, he is not a teacher, he is a teacher. One must be, first of all, qualified. That qualification means one must be above the three qualities of material nature. Goodness, even you have to go beyond the quality of goodness. In the material world, we have made, concocted. This is good, this is bad. They even taking it. Actually, everything in the material world is bad. It is simply mental concoction. We are creating. This is good, this is bad. So long one is in the material world, everything is bad. Even the so-called religious practice, that is also bad. In the material world. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, sagunān samapitta etān. One has to transcend even the quality of goodness, the so-called goodness. Actually, there is no goodness. Because here, people dress like in the black form of goodness, but thinking just like animals. That kind of goodness has no value. Actually goodness. That goodness is sagunān samapitta etān brahma bhūyāyapalvati. When one transcends the qualities of material nature above the Brahman quality. Brahman qualities, suppose actually in comparison to other qualities, that is the first class quality, sattva, sama, tama, titikha, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, astitvam, brahma-karma, sabhavajam. When one is situated in these qualities, truthfulness, sattva, someone controlling these senses, someone controlling the mind, someone, physical, tolerant, in spite of all tribulation, tolerant, someone, physical, sojam, cleanliness, then jnana, full knowledge. Full knowledge means what I am, what is God, what is this material world, what is our relationship. That is called knowledge. And that knowledge, when practically applied in life, that is called vijnana. Jnanam vijnana. Astikam. Astikam, full faith in the Shastras and in God. That is called astikam. If you have full faith in the Divine Scriptures, then you are asking. Because you cannot manufacture your God, so-called incarnation God. No. You must have full knowledge of God through the authority of the Divine Scriptures. That is God consciousness. If you give up the injunction of the Scripture, the Divine Scriptures, you consider something as God, that is not God. Or you consider something as religion, that is not religion. Yasāt yadi mutsujya bhattate kāmukṣāt na siddhin savārnati. If you become awarded to the intention of the śāstras, then na sukhaṁ savārnati, you never get happiness. Na sukhaṁ yasāta jivimusthita bhattati kāmacāra na prasiddhi savāpnati. There is no question of siddhi, perfection. Neither there is question of happiness. Na sukhaṁ na parāṇgati. You know what to speak of going back home as well. It is useless. Therefore we must arrive by the sādhu, śāstra, guru. What is this sound? Stop. You can ask somebody to stop. Sadhu means saintly person. Shastra means divine scriptures. Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru, spiritual man. So we must follow the footprints of saintly person. Mahajana Jina Gatastha Pantha. That is the way. We have to follow great superior personality, just like Sarabhushan. Narottamdas Thakur says, Eithai Gosai Jar Tarmi Das. I become servant, fragment or disciple of such a person who follows the footprints of the six Gosans. Otherwise, one becomes guru, anyone, just like nowadays, religion. They are manufacturing guru. Guru is not one person. Guru is in the disciple success. One is strictly following the footsteps of the Sarva-Gosvami, Eichaya Gosai Cha. Anyone who is following the footsteps of the Gosvami, Rupa Gosvami. Rupa Gosvami is Upadeshyamrita, instruction. Vasa Vedam, Krodha Vedam, Udara Vedam, Upastha Vedam, Jivha Vedam, Mano Vedam, Kitan Vigan is a Vishayata Bhiro. Prithivin Sakishyat. This is the injunction given by Rupa Gosvami. Vasa Vedam. Vasa Vedam means the force of talking. Vedam, what is it? Meaning Vedam? Yes. Just like I'm talking some nonsense. That is Vasudeva. It has no value. We should speak something which has value, one who can control. It is better not to talk than to talk foolish. So that is the word. All foolish talking of foolish literature, it has no value. So it has to be controlled. That is called controlling the Vasudeva. Krodha Vedam. Krodha means anger. The edict also was passed. Suppose I am insulted by somebody. Naturally, I will be angry. But if I can control, all right, he's a foolish, he has done. Why should I lose my temper? That is called controlling krodha vegam. Vasu vegam, krodha vegam, manasu vegam, mind. It has got so many edges. Mind is very practical. Let us go there, let us go there, let us do this, let us. Never mind, sinful or pious, mind is always dictated and rejects it. So vasu vegam, krodha vegam, manasa vegam, krodha vegam, udara vegam, udara vegam, arts of the day. I shall eat this, I shall eat that, I shall eat that. Why? Simply that is Bhagavad Prasad. Prasad is Sarvadukkhana. There, udara vegam and upastha vegam, the arts of the jenisha. That is the most important. The jivavegam, jivavegam, udaravegam, that gentle, the straight line. If one can control the act of these three things, taravati jivavati lobhamaya sudurumati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the out of the edges of the tongue and other senses, down to the genital. There are many urges, heart of the mind, heart of the anger, heart of the talking, heart of the tongue, their belly, their genital. In this way, we are driven by so many urges. So out of that, the strongest enemy is our tongue. Is our tongue. Jivaviva. If one can control the urges of the tongue, then he will be naturally able to stop the urges of the belly and the urges of the genital. Finish their life. But this is what we practice. Itana virana gavishayita dhira. One who has become successful in controlling the urges of all these things, prithivin kasisha. Now it's me to make disciples all over the world. And then I said, I cannot control it with my tongue, I cannot control my genital, and I become spiritual master. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. You learn first. Try to control. Become first class controller. Dhira. That's called dhira, not disturbed by any urges. Hirana vidana ja visayata dhira. Dhīra-tattva-namayyati. This is why it is dhīra. Dhīra means very sober, fully controlled. That is called dhīra. Dhīra-tattva-namayyati. Unless you become dhīra, you cannot understand what is spiritual life. That is not possible. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tathādehāntara-prāpti dhīra-tattva-namayyati. So, you cannot understand even unless you become a dhīra. You cannot understand what is spiritual life for the spirit. It is not a bogus thing that I manufacture something, pump up something, and do something, and I become a leader, I become a spiritual master. It's all nonsense. Dhīra sattva-namayyati. You are a dhīra, and dhīra is explained. In the Kumar Sambha, Dhira, just like Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva lost his wife. She committed suicide before her father, that is Dukkha Janda, who has learned about Dukkha Janda. So, Lord Shiva was performing yoga practice, meditation, and in the meantime, his wife, Devi, she took birth as daughter of Himalaya, king of Himalaya, Parvati. So, there was fight between the Devi gods and the demons. So, there was a plan that if by the seminar of Lord Shiva, one son is born, Kartikeya, then he will be able to kill these demons. Otherwise, he will be killed. The Lord Shiva was engaged in meditation after the death of his wife. In the meantime, his wife took birth in the Himalaya. So, now he has to be induced to unite with this Parvati. So there was planned man. The planned man that Parvati in young age, beautiful girl, and Lord Shiva is meditating naked. And he was offering whatsoever flowers to on the genitals. Still, he was not disturbed. Young girl touching the genital of a person, but he is not disturbed. And that is hero. That is the example of perfection of hero. In the presence of the agitated, one who is not agitated, that is called hero. Otherwise everyone becomes agitated. That is natural. Young boy sees another young man, or young man sees another young girl. Natural, sex appetite. But one who can control that is hero. That is hero, hero sattvanami. That is yoga practice. That is jiva practice. Control. When there will be need, I shall use it. Just like Kardamani. Kardamani was king, the best beautiful daughters of King Manu. So, she was simply serving, not that immediately coming and sexually inclined. She was, so, Kardamani saw that this girl came to me and I have accepted her as my wife, but she is engaged fully, although she is a prince, the daughter of king, very great king. But I am not giving her any comfort. She has become lean and thin, skinny, but engaged. So, he promised that I am accepting your daughter, but as soon as she will have some children, then I leave. On this condition I can accept your daughter. The father came with the daughter, that my daughter has selected you as the proper husband. Please accept. So he accepted, but he made this condition that as soon as your daughter will have some children, then I will leave home. Then I'll accept. So these are the examples. How to become hero? That is not spiritual consciousness. It's not so easy thing that you can go. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is being easily distributed. That is what the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if you misuse it in this facility, do not know what is the aim of life, then you are missing the opportunity.
The degradation of the human instinct begins from the mlechas, and the chandala state of life is the last word in human degradation. All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literature.
And the lowest class of life, actually, nowadays, our lowest class of life, the life of a chandal, dog eaters. So, this is the description in the Bhagavad.
All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literatures are never meant for any particular community or birth.
It is not that because one has taken birth in the lowest class, family, called chandal, dog eaters. It does not mean that we have to remain in that position. Just like uneducated person. It is not that he'll have to remain in that uneducated standard, but he can become educated. He can become educated. That is Krishna consciousness movement. That there is no check for any particular person in the community to become God conscious. It is God Himself saying, Krishna saying, Maam hi paatum na paasritya jetisu paapujunai. Paapujunai. To take birth in lower class of human society. It's called paapujunai. But Krishna says, come in my mind, paapujunai. Maam hi paatum na paasritya jetisu paapujunai. Sriya Vaishya Satha Sutra Sri Janti Pran. Formerly in the Vedic civilization, even Oven and Shudra and Vaishya, they are also considered among the Papujuni. What to speak of others? But Krishna says, never mind. What about Papujuni? One means, man hi pātu vipāsritya, he wants shelter of my devotee, Vapasi, and works under his direction. Then, that is called Vapasi. Vishesha Rupena Asitya. Then he has it. Diti Janti Parangati. He can also go back to home, back to home. There is no bar. But one has to purify himself by the purification process. That is called Sanskar. Sanskarad bhavet vijo. By purification process, one becomes purified. And purified means no more sinful life. That is it. Jisham antagatam papam. One who is fully free from sinful activities. Jisham antagatam papam. Jananam punyakarmanam te dandamaho vinmukta bhajanti maham virupruta. So, Krishna bhajan is not very difficult. Simply, we have to follow the four principles of sinful life. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no mutu. And chant Hare Krishna and we have. And we have.